Hey, Maranatha, blessed be the Lord. We come to the third session in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And this we are going to do from verses 26 all the way to verses 40, or to the very end of this. And now, here Paul is giving a conclusion of the gift called prophecy and the gift called tongues, or the gift of tongues. They are all gifts of the Holy Spirit. Apparently, these were the two most abused gifts in the church, or at the church at Corinth during public worship. They were being abused so much so that there was disorder and confusion. And the church stopped being what God meant it to be. You see, the church was meant to be a place where God would meet the whole of the people. The church is a venue where God would incarnate himself and work in the world today. And so the church stopped being what God wanted of it because of this disorder. The church should be the place where God is calling the whole world and saving the world. The church is a hospital where sick would come and be healed. A church is a factory where people would come and be transformed and be serviced, even including the church itself. And that is the purpose of the church. It's a place of worship. It's a place where evangelism is done. It's a place where discipleship is done. It's a place where fellowship and ministry takes place. And so when there is disorder, the church ceases to become what God wants of it. So Paul here is calling for order now. And we said this, this gift of communication, they were not being understood, as he had said in the beginning. And he had talked about he had given example like, you know, the instrument, pipe, or guitar, or flute, or harp. And he said, if you don't play well, people not get to know that melody. So he's saying, let's use the gifts well, so that people get to know the melody. Then he talked about the trumpet. He said, when somebody would, in the olden days, were using trumpet to call. When the trumpet once, they were communicating. When the trumpet twice, they were communicating. When the trumpet thrice, they were communicating. Sometimes it's to gather for fellowship. Sometimes it's to gather for war. Sometimes it was to gather for breaking the camp and moving. So you have to listen and play them well. So Paul calls for order here. We also discover, apart from that the two were mostly abused, we also discover that the coming of women in the church at Corinth, the liberation of women who were pressed down for many years, when the women knew their freedom in Christ, they would now come in, and because of not having known how to use those gifts, they would also most of the misuse and abuse would also go through the women. You'll be discovering that Paul will be speaking specifically to all people, and you'll be speaking to women in this particular place, so that you also don't get confused and you don't see that God does not allow women to speak or to preach or to do other things. I want you to get the context, even as we start here, that women for a long time, they were disadvantaged in many cultures. Just like in today, women to some culture, they were born to be married, to give birth, and that's all. Very unfortunate. Very unfortunate ideology for putting women down. So women were not educated in many times. And so they did not have that advantage. So when God finally bring freedom to to women and praise God for the freedom that has been given to women. They now come in to the church, to the public worship. But remember, they do not have the background. They have not been trained. They have not been educated over many things. And they would just be able to express themselves, you know, freely. But that freely, they would find themselves also not being disorderly. And so Paul started by saying, what then shall we say? These are now the final order, final command. He says, what then shall we say, brothers and sisters? He speaks to both, to the church, brothers and sisters. When you come together, each of you have a hymn. This is now the order of communication. Because prophecy can go through hymns, words of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, an interpretation. Come and let you use, come with that part of building up, encouraging, and comforting the church. Everything must be done so that the church may be built. You see, whatever we do, whether singing, whether tongue, whether interpretation, the objective should be building of the church, number one. So everybody come, prepare, and bring in. Bring your gift. If everyone speak, now talk about everyone. Here is for everyone. If everyone speak in a tongue, two or three at most should speak. So he speaks, when it is about the tongue in public, not more than three. But they also speak one at a time. Not the way some people now speak, all of them together. So someone might interpret. Remember, here we are saying it is in public, not in private. And given the distinction between using tongues are used in private. If you want to use tongues, use them in private and use them the whole time if you want. But Paul had said, even if it is in private, you also use both gift of the Spirit and gift of understanding. You use the two of them. Don't just come to pray the whole hour and you're just using tongues. No, even if it's private, he had said, instruction or use intelligible words and also use tongues. But here he's saying, when it is public now and you're using tongues on not more than three, this is order. And one at a time. So that somebody must interpret. Verse 28. If there is no interpreter, the speaker should keep quiet in the church and speak to himself and to God. You see, you speak to yourself and to God. So Paul is now giving more direction of the tongues. Speak to God and to yourself. Remember, I talked about you can speak to yourself, you can speak to God, you can speak to a small group, you can speak to a large group. So don't speak tongues to any group, to public. But if should you speak, not more than three, and one at a time, and must be interpreted. This is order. Two or three prophets should speak, and the other should weigh carefully what he said. Now, when it comes also to prophecy, this is a final call to order. Not more than three. Don't make the church a place of prophecy. I know there are people who keep on prophesying the whole time. No. Two or three. And when one is prophesying or giving a prophecy, the Bible says, let the other weigh. Let the other evaluate. Do you know God has permitted you to evaluate as I prophesy? God is so good. He liberates us. He does not want you to tell me to tell you, thus is the Lord. And then you do without, you know, intelligibly weighing and discerning, asking what spirit is Peter using. So God says, let you speak, we weigh. Let as I speak, even now as I speak, weigh. Paul says, the others should weigh carefully what is being said. And somewhere he had said that if it is okay, you pick it. If it's not okay, leave it. Nobody is going to accuse you that the prophecy came and you never took it. If it was not, I've been to some meetings where people are just prophesying. And I say, I weigh and I say, that is not in line with the word of God. What are we weighing, youth? Using the word of God. So he said, if a revelation comes to someone who is sitting down, the first speaker should stop. You know, I'm speaking, another revelation comes in. So there must be lifting of the hands and there must be a coordinator of all these. That is order. For you can all prophesy in turn so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged. The spirit of prophets are subject to the control of prophets. Don't say that I was moved by the spirit. I could not be able to stop. You have been permitted by God to control yourself as you prophesy. You can even be given a prophecy today. You don't need to speak it now. This is not the other problem. Some people get to know the dream and they think I'll speak it. Look at Joseph. He got a dream, but he thought it was for that time. You can control it and speak later. You can be given today and speak tomorrow. I'm not saying that you just keep it for the sake of it, as you weigh how to go about it. So the spirit of a prophet, the spirit of tongues is in control with the prophet. For God is not God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the congregation of the Lord's people. So he says, now he comes specifically to women. I had taught you about women as I began this session. Women should remain silent in all the churches because they were disadvantaged. But remember here, it is in as far as tongues and prophecy is concerned. They are not allowed to speak, but must be in submission, as the law says. If they want to inquire about something, they should ask their own husbands at home. For it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in the church. Or did the word of God originate from with you? Or are you the only people it has reached? If anyone thinks that they are prophets, he comes now to everyone, or otherwise gifted by the Spirit, let them acknowledge that what I am writing to you is the Lord's command. But if anyone ignores this, they will themselves be ignored. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, comes now to everybody, be eager to prophesy and do not forbid speaking in tongues, but everything should be done in a fitting and in orderly way. It should be done in decency and in order. This is a very good conclusion. I'd say it, women are not refused to speak. And remember here, he's also talking about they should ask their husbands. So this is about the family. It's about a married person being talked to. But the bottom line about this person is because of the liberty. You see, when you get liberty and you don't know the parameter of liberty, you cause confusion. Liberty is something very good. But liberty, you must know the parameter of liberty. So women were majorly disadvantaged, as I had said, and God is not refusing women to speak. God is talking about where there's no liberty, don't speak. Control yourself. Go ask. Be taught first. Understand how to go about it. Understand the order. And this, whatever is being talked about here, is because of order. When he says don't speak, it's about because of order. Not because God does not speak to them. In fact, God speaks to women. And he might even speak to women more than men. In the Bible, God has spoken to women. So it's for his good. And for this reason, I know there are people who do not really ordain women and do not use women to preach, and they're not leadership. That is unbiblical. Paul worked with so many women. More than 10 women are mentioned who are Paul's partners in the ministry. So Paul is not against women speaking, but he is about order. So Lord God, we pray, help us to know how to use order of the speaking about tongues and prophecy in public worship and in private worship. In Jesus' name.